Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
So here's a story in the Tribune by Scott Bauer. Wisconsin hits a grim COVID-19 milestone with record highs for positive cases. 595 new cases per 100,000 over the last 2 weeks puts Wisconsin fourth in the country in new cases per capita. Governor Tony Evers said, "We have to get this virus under control." There's also this story that Ryan Burrow, our news director, pointed out to me, an update on Wisconsin. The judge there blocking the enforcement of the limit on indoor public gatherings. A judge in northern Wisconsin has blocked the enforcement of Governor Evers' emergency order that was limiting indoor public gatherings. They said, no, you can't do that. The judge, according to court records, granted a temporary restraining order granted by the Tavern League of Wisconsin. Temporary restraining order was issued Wednesday morning as a record number of cases were reported. So what's going on there? Now, we've been talking about that the last couple of days and a little bit before the news, but I just wanted to put a button on it with this guy named Robert Chappell. He's a reporter with Madison 365, or is it 365 Madison? What's that website you got there called?
It's at 360, it's Madison365.org.
Now I got you messing it up.
You got me messing it up.
You know, one of our listeners texted in yesterday, actually called in and said, you know, if you say the positivity rate is 20%, they have that broken down to 9% from nursing home or senior facilities, and 7% of it or so is directly attributed to the rioting in Kenosha. I can't find any verification of that. Can you?
No, I can't find anywhere that that's based on any kind of reality, to be honest with you.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, the surge that we've seen since early September is almost entirely, very easily attributable to several things, and none of them are what he's saying. I've seen no evidence of any spike in cases coming from the Kenosha protests or any other protests for that matter. And in fact, Kenosha County right now is really not a big hotspot for Wisconsin. It was back in June when Racine, Kenosha, that sort of southeast corner of the state, was a real hotspot over the summer. And they're still getting cases there, but it's not nearly as bad. And I will say back in like April, congregate care facilities were a big problem. And they're just not the leading cause anymore. I think it's more attributable to the fact that the governor put in place very early on a safer at home order, basically, kind of a lockdown order that wasn't even all that strict, to be honest with you. And the state Supreme Court overruled that based on a lawsuit filed by the Republican-led legislature May 13th. And then we were okay through June, and then July came and people started to get complacent and, getting together and gathering and things. And then the University of Wisconsin started up, and we have, there's like 15 campuses all over the state. And those, thousands of students gathered, and some of them had some in-person classes, some online classes, but they all gathered in dorms, and then they were acted like young people, and they had parties, and they went to the fraternity houses and things like that. And we started to see big spikes around some of those campuses, particularly in Madison, at the flagship campus here in Madison. And then it took them a couple of weeks to, they had to quarantine some dorms and quarantine some fraternity houses and suspend some students. And they finally got like the on-campus spread under control. But by then it seems as if the virus has begun to spread off campus, and that's where it's really turning now, and there's nothing to stop it. There's no a judge did say earlier this week that the mask mandate could stay in place, but there are a lot, most sheriffs are not enforcing it, and a lot of people are not really, outside of Madison and Milwaukee and some of the spots, most people are really not doing the masking thing. And there's a lot of like weddings and family gathering type things happening, and that's kind of what's driving a lot of it. Also, if that guy was saying was true about Kenosha, we wouldn't be seeing it spread across the state. I mean, yesterday we had our, we set records in every measure yesterday, and we had our biggest day of deaths ever, 36 deaths, and 23 counties all across the state reported at least one death yesterday. So this is not something that's concentrated in one particular spot.
We don't have a tavern league with the sort of pull maybe that you do in Wisconsin.
Right.
Are they mm-hmm. players in this conversation?
Definitely. They've been a plaintiff in some of the lawsuits, and they've been, they were the first to sort of, when the Supreme Court overruled the safer home order, they were the first to sort of announce it and tell all their constituent members that they, be open, let people in. And people went in. And 2 weeks later, we saw a spike in cases. And they're not only a plaintiff in lawsuits, but they're also significant donors to Republicans who control the legislature. I'm not sure that we're a nonprofit news outlet. We're nonpartisan. But it's clear that the legislature, as it stands now, does not see a role for the state government in trying to stop.
Have they met? Has your legislature met?
No, they haven't even convened. They won't even convene. I mean, they did convene because the governor called them into special session to talk about police reform in the summer, and they gaggled in and gaggled out in 30 seconds. Like, that's been the only session they've had since the beginning of this pandemic. And back in April, they said, and leadership said, we're working on a plan. We're going to sit down with the governor. We're going to present a plan. And they, of course, haven't done that. The governor has been asking to meet with the Republican leaders of the legislature, of the assembly and the Senate, and they've just not done so. It's a little bit frustrating that they have the authority to, they could convene and strike down the mask mandate. They could convene and strike down everything the governor's doing, and they won't even do that. They're going to the courts instead, because I think they don't want to be seen as taking that pro-coronavirus vote.
Well, I wonder what the people in Wisconsin want, right? Like, it's a different culture in Wisconsin than it is in Illinois and certainly in Chicago area, and maybe that's a deal that the people in Wisconsin are comfortable with, right? Like, so you're saying that the Republican Party sued, and the Republican Party is beholden to the Tavern League, which is patronized by the people of Wisconsin. My point is that maybe this isn't corrupt, and maybe it's not even all that stupid. If that's what you guys want to do, you get to do it. You get to have a high infection rate, and you get to go to the bars. If that's the deal you want to make that deal.
I you're not wrong. I mean, I wouldn't suggest there's anything corrupt about it. Really, it's just like I said, the state legislature feels that the state government does not have a role in this. Maybe it's a local thing. Local counties should handle it, and people should take responsibility for themselves. Yeah. That was the argument that was made when they had like reopen protests back in April. They're like, we understand that we need to wear masks, and we understand we have to social distance and all this stuff, but we don't want the government forcing us to. We want to trust the people, and which is that's a valid argument. But it's the numbers right now are showing us that people are not particularly trustworthy on this.
Or, yeah,
like
right.
That's the decision to make. That's fine.
Yeah, right. Or maybe the people are like, no, trust us. We're not going to wear masks. trust me.
Then,
we don't care.
And then we'll get herd immunity and 20,000 people will die. You know, we're at 1,500 deaths right now, which is, I think, lower than Illinois. But it's open a lot for us.
A lot lower than ours.
And if we, our population is a lot smaller, too. But if we keep going this way, we're going to be at 30, 40 deaths a day in a few weeks, and if we try to get to that herd immunity thing that people talk about, we're going to lose 20,000 people.
I'm out of time. I appreciate your reporting and thoughts on this. You've at least satisfied a couple of questions we have here. Robert Chappell, thanks for joining us.
All right, thanks. Anytime.